This podcast is intended for an audience that is blind or print impaired. This is a review of Theater in the Park's production of Playing with Fire, After Frankenstein, written by Kurt Benrud, who writes for Triangle Review. Theater in the Park has a hot one with Playing with Fire, After Frankenstein. Barbara Field's Playing with Fire, After Frankenstein belongs to the literary category which I refer to as the "but what happened next" genre. While many such works can be tedious and unsatisfying, this one is very interesting. In fact, it was quite fun to watch opening night of Theater in the Park's production, directed by Ira David Wood III. Mary Shelley's novel, Frankenstein, ends with Dr. Victor Frankenstein bent on revenge, pursuing the monster that he created up to the frozen wasteland of the northernmost tip of the world. Playing with Fire, After Frankenstein, begins at the point at which he has finally caught up with him. The exact time that this takes place is uncertain, but there is dialogue that suggests that it has been more than a few years after the events in the novel. What ensues is a conversation that prompts a series of flashbacks as the two engage in soul-searching, each searching the soul of his adversary as well as his own. Does the play answer some questions? Yes. More importantly, however, the musings of this pair, the creator and the creature, raise many more questions, profound questions about our own dreams and ambitions, existential questions about ourselves and our humanity, and the philosophical/religious overtones open yet another can of worms that can be delved into as deeply as we might wish. Production designer Thomas Mone supplies a desolate Arctic scene that is so realistic that it almost exudes cold. It is backed by a scrim on which a suggestion of northern lights is at times projected. Behind this scrim is another acting area for the dream sequences and the flashbacks. The lighting for both areas is expertly handled. For example, individual pools of light establish the isolation of the characters, and these pools are deftly merged as the characters move in to share each other's reality in space. Sound effects, lighting effects, and other special effects are phenomenal for event after event, including, for example, the moment of the quickening in the flashback to Dr. Frankenstein's lab. Casting is superb. D. Anthony Pender's Frankenstein is consumed with a self-loathing, and he is committed both to revenge on the monster and to fulfilling what he feels is a divinely ordained task of ridding the world of this menace. Frankenstein's body might be exhausted and nearly paralyzed with pain, but Pender makes us believe that he could easily forge forward on will alone. Mark A. Zumbach captures the gentle and urbane essence that the creature possesses beneath this hideous visual exterior, as well as beneath the rougher persona that years of inhumane treatment at the hands of humans has caused him to develop. Ira David Wood IV, as Victor, the young Frankenstein, shows the longings and obsessions, as well as the grief and the regrets that consumed this man in his younger days. There's a very interesting interaction between Pender's Frankenstein and Wood's Victor. Pender's character begins a narrative of an event, which then merges into a vignette acted out by Wood's character behind the scrim. Pender, however, continues to be involved in the event through gestures, body language, and facial expressions. Sometimes in mid-sentence, one stops speaking, and the other seamlessly finishes the sentence. In fact, the transition was so seamless that I found myself wondering whether or not I had imagined it the first few times. Also appearing in the flashbacks, John Honeycutt makes a good Professor Krempe, and Olivia Fitz fits in well as Elizabeth. Honeycutt's Krempe appropriately alternates between supporting Victor and snidely criticizing him. Fitz exhibits Elizabeth's love for Victor as well as her vulnerability. And Ford Nelson plays Adam, the creature in his earliest days. Poignant lines in the play include the question that Frankenstein repeatedly poses to the creature, "Do you dream?" At one point, he questions whether or not the creature ever dreams of anything prior to his so-called birth. Watch also for the line, "Make me happy, and I will again be virtuous," as the creature bargains with the creator. And there is a memorable line, "I did it with mirrors." This What Happened Next play is definitely worth seeing. Warning, do not expect anything like Hollywood's versions of Frankenstein's monster. This creature is true to Mary Shelley's original creation. Expect, rather, both a creature and a creator haunted by their pasts and urgently seeking respite from the torture of their souls. While the opening music is somewhat ominous and some of the effects are a little shocking, there is nothing scary about this play. It is nonetheless a good choice for a pre-Halloween show. Playing with Fire After Frankenstein plays through October 8th at Theater in the Park, Friday and Saturday performances at 7:30 p.m., Sunday performances at 3 p.m., and once again, there is an audio-described performance on October 8th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Tickets for this show are $24 or $18 for senior citizens, students, and military. You can order tickets by calling 919-831-6058. That's 919-831-6058. The box office is open until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it also opens for walk-ups 1 hour before curtain time and remains open a short period of time after the show begins.